Hello, everyone. I'm Jeffrey Smith, and I wanted to share with you some amazing conferences going on that I'm in. So I know the inside scoop. In fact, one I created, A Magnificent New Normal, I'm going to tell you about that second, but I'm going to tell you about it in a new way if you've already heard about it. Because of A Magnificent New Normal, which is running right now with 40 life-changing world leaders that I'm interviewing, I was invited to also do some interviews and presentations on another conference that's about to start this coming Saturday, October 17th, called Turning Point 2020. So I'm going to tell you first about Turning Point 2020, and then I'm going to tell you about A Magnificent New Normal. And I'm going to urge you to please use your intuition to figure out, to navigate where to go. There's someone here with an amazing message. They're such amazing speakers in these programs, and any one of which could theoretically change your life and in some cases save a life. So Turning Point 2020 was produced also with an understanding that this is a time of transformation for society. So they've pulled together a lot of amazing speakers. I'll just read some. Dietrich Klinghart, one of the superstars in functional medicine and alternative health. Ty Bollinger, involved with Our Truth About Cancer. Del Bigtree and Sherry Tenpenny and Andy Wakefield. T. Colin Campbell. There's people into personal development, into health freedom, into new science and technology. The basic structure of this program is it's a 9-day conference. It goes from October 17th to the 25th. So there's 2 weekends and 5 days in between. But the 5 days in between is what they call a humanity conference that costs only $5. If you want to get the full conference, 9 days, that's $97.50. And Saturday and Sunday have a full program, both weekends. Check it out at turningpoint2020.online. Now, they have invited me to give 7 talks or interviews during the 9-day program. In addition to giving the basic information on GMOs and Roundup on Saturday the 17th, starting on Monday and going for 5 days, I open the evening program at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific. I will introduce our own work in terms of saving the world from the existential threat of GMOs on Monday. And then over the next 4 days, I interview Tom O'Brien, Scott Tipps, Forster Gamble, and George Grant about very interesting topics. And then the following Saturday, I interview Lynn Twist. Now, you'll see, we'll be putting a note in the comments to remind you it's turningpoint2020.online. And it's not one of those free conferences that you watch and then they try and get you to buy the whole thing. That's not this one. This is just, if you want to do the 5 days, it's $5. If you want to do the 9 days, it's $97.50. And the $5 goes to build clinics around the world. So check out, just go to turningpoint2020.online. And take a look at your options and see if there's something that reverberates for you that's a must watch. It's going to be a huge conference. We expect millions of viewers. Now, the other one is A Magnificent New Normal, which I created based on the concept that this is a transformational time for individual and collective consciousness. And because people are redefining and reprioritizing what their lives are going to look like, I brought together brilliant, wise people to help with that transformation. So I want to share with you, I did the 40 days because I did the interviews. It's going on now, and it was transformational for me, I can tell you. But I discovered that there are certain themes that are recurring about balancing masculine and feminine inside us, consciousness as a holistic field, the transformation from classical physics to quantum physics, not only in the scientific understanding, but also in terms of our understanding of consciousness and our relationship to each other. So many different aspects, and I want to share with you some of the categories that we touch on during the 40 days. It's a 40-day program with one transformational interview per day. So I'm particularly interested in all of them, but one was jumped out at me is the new science of consciousness. We had Bruce Lipton, who talked about consciousness as a field. We had Lynn McTaggart, who wrote the book, The Field, and How We Can Influence People at a Distance. We had Zach Bush, who's an amazing new biology and interaction, how we relate to microbiome as on this one mass consciousness. Bob Roth, who's one of the leading experts in meditation in the world, talks about the three categories of meditation and goes more into the transcendental meditation category, which is called self-transcending, and talks about the differences in brainwaves. And again, how the field, how consciousness interacts as a field. Fascinating interview. We have a couple of celebrities from the entertainment industry, Jewel the musician and Jerome Flynn, who you may recognize from Game of Thrones. And these two have amazing wisdom. They've been through some fantastic personal transformation experiences and share what they've gone through, and it's simply awesome. And it's good to get a little bit of background on these people that we see on the screen. A lot of information came from the indigenous wisdom side. We had Lynn Twist, Anita Sanchez, Alarion Merculiaf, and Alberto Violdo, among others, speaking about indigenous wisdom. And each was a real treasure. I want to point you to Lynn Twist, who I also interview again in Turning Point 2020, because she talks about this time as like a cocoon where we are as if transforming from a caterpillar to a butterfly. And one other analogy that she uses is that it's like morning sickness. You don't know what it is. If you don't know what it is, it can be disconcerting and scary and whatnot. But actually, now that you know that we're pregnant, it means that we're giving birth to something new. And she talks about the prophecies that describe what we're going through now in terms of the pandemic and this time period and these last couple of decades and where we're going. So absolutely fascinating map from indigenous wisdom. Now, there were several speakers whose talks and life are very much inspired either by a particular higher state of consciousness experience, a continuing experience of higher states of consciousness, or spirituality in general. You may know of Sue Mortar, who had this amazing unity experience in meditation. Eben Alexander, whose near-death experience is probably the most famous in the world. He made the cover of Newsweek called Proof of Heaven. That was the name of his book. Kristen Kirk, who's awoke 17 years ago and has been developing different levels of awakening. I interview her in great detail about what that's like. Anne-Marie Tommy, who had a near-death experience, and Master Shah, Karen Newell, Julie Esterly, Matthew Fox, Betty Sproul, all from that category. A lot of people talked about relationships and how to relate. So Catherine Woodward Thomas, who wrote Uncoupling and Bringing in the One, was brilliant. Alison Armstrong, amazing speaker about the difference between men and women. I love her knowledge. Stuart Savatsky, Rick Smith, Jim Mitchell, Joan Blades, Gabriel Crom, all of them talked about relating, connecting, crossing the barrier in beautiful ways. Any one of those can really enrich our experience in relationships. Now, Nina Simons and Terry Patton talked about holistic transformation, so it was just too broad to categorize other than that. In fact, everyone that signs up for a Magnificently Normal immediately gets Nina Simons' interview and Terry McCrum, who's speaks about a new relationship with money. She did automatic writing as if she was speaking as money. And after a few months, she ended up with a book's worth, and she's published it, and I read it. It was simply stunning. So anyone who signs up immediately for free gets those immediately. Now, I'm saying this because the 40 days on the Magnificent New Normal are running out. They're going to be over on October 24th. But because each talk lasts for 7 days, you'll be able to watch things until almost the end of the month. So if you're interested, please go and sign up right now. We're posting a link to A Magnificent New Normal. My good friends Mark and Claire Dubois, who are in a mad love affair with nature, talk about a quality of relationship with nature that is simply stunning and available to everyone. And that's echoed in the Indigenous Wisdom Speakers. It's echoed in Gabriel Cram's discussion. It's echoed in David and Austin Perlmutter and Tom O'Brien, who are part of the group of people that talk about how to transform. They talk about shifting brain physiology from the sympathetic to the parasympathetic, from the amygdala to the prefrontal cortex, both necessary in order for us to change and adopt new habits. And to help us adopt new habits is B.J. Fogg, an expert at behavior change, who wrote the book Tiny Habits, The Small Things That Change Everything. So to B.J. Fogg, David and Austin Perlmutter and Tom O'Brien on the processes of how to change. Michelle James is an expert at creativity and brings us through an amazing sequence of how we can enliven creativity in our own lives that can be an incredible life changer. And then this art and science of success. Deborah Poneman, who was one of the founders of the success seminars. Eric Edmeads and John Hagel also talking about success more from business angles. And then we have two beautiful-hearted activists, Tiana Day and Cameron Witten, who have been involved in Black Lives Matter and so many other things. Just amazing, heartfelt, moving talks. And also Will Tuttle teaching us how to develop our intuition. He actually got a PhD in his dissertation was on it for UC Berkeley. So that's the lineup for A Magnificent New Normal. And some have already come and gone, so you won't be able to catch those for free unless you purchase the program. And if you purchase the program, a lot of these folks have given free seminars to the participants, and some still coming. And those all become available to you. The one-on-one talks that they give, like Alison Armstrong, hers is coming up shortly, I believe. Okay, so I wanted to let you know about those two things. These are very, very powerful speakers, people who are walking their talks and have discovered laws of nature that they want to share, that enrich and help people's lives. And I believe that this, one of the impacts for me of giving all of these interviews, leading them for the 40 days, is that my intuition that we were in a transformational time has moved up a notch to a certainty. I keep hearing each of these people speaking about how this is an amazing time, prophesied by the past, supported by quantum understanding of science, and emerging in, I forgot to mention Holly Woods. Holly is an expert at purpose, at finding your purpose, and she looked at the change of into Black Lives Matter and the huge protests and watched as humanity moved through another stage of consciousness. She talks about individual stages of consciousness, and she talks about collective stages of consciousness. Fascinating viewpoint to look through her lens. Anyway, just wanted to share with you these two different programs. I hope you had a chance to tune in right away. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for listening to Live Healthy, Be Well. Please subscribe to the podcast using whatever app you listen to podcasts with. Or go to livehealthybewell.com to subscribe. This podcast will inform you about health dangers, corporate and government corruption, and ways we can protect ourselves, our families, and our planet. I interview scientists, experts, authors, whistleblowers, and many people who have not shared their information with the world until now. Please share the podcast with your friends. It will enlighten and may even save lives. Safe eating.